It keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-888-5226. 800-888-5226. 800-888-5226.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new watchdog report accusing Israel's military of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. ABC's Brooke Clinett is in Jerusalem.
Quite a scathing report by Human Rights Watch accusing Israel of overseeing the forced mass displacement of Palestinians in Gaza in what it describes as a deliberate and systematic campaign that amounts to a war crime and crimes against humanity. Now, in that statement, it cited the illegal and deliberate demolition of homes and infrastructure.
The Trump transition rapidly filling positions for the new administration. President-elect Trump also raising concerns with his top picks, including Matt Gaetz to be the next attorney general. Gaetz resigned from Congress hours later. President Biden will be in Peru taking part in the APEC summit. Aides say he'll meet with China's leader on the sidelines and work to ensure a smooth transition on a new administration and keep communication lines open. This is ABC News. Meta has been ordered to pay nearly $850 million fine in Europe involving Facebook Marketplace.
Ever been on Facebook and automatically be shown things for sale near you when you weren't even looking for them? It's not allowed in Europe, and why EU regulators fined Facebook parent company Meta 787 million euros. The European Commission accused Facebook of exposing Facebook users to its online classified business Marketplace, whether they wanted it or not. Facebook's also accused of stifling competition, ignoring what the EU says is a thriving European market for online classifieds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
First-time homebuyers in the U.S. are getting older as younger Americans struggle to get into the housing market. Data from the National Association of Realtors shows the median age of first-time homebuyers has reached a record 38 years old. For 20 years, the average age was between 29 and 33. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Kenosha School District parents are concerned following a frightening incident at an elementary school. 13-year-old boy tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School last week with what was initially believed to be a semi-automatic rifle. Police later found several airsoft guns at the teen's home where he was arrested. Elizabeth Murillo was among the frustrated parents at Monday's school board meeting.
We know what's going on. We know that the ball was dropped. Please do something better next time.
The incident wasn't on the board's agenda for the meeting. The teen at the center of the scare was in Kenosha County Court Tuesday afternoon. He's been ordered to remain in custody and faces a charge of making a terroristic threat. Milwaukee police are investigating a carjacking and fatal crash. It happened Tuesday evening in Milwaukee's Midtown neighborhood. The carjacked vehicle with two teens inside collided with another vehicle with two people inside. The 60-year-old driver died at the scene. His unidentified passenger is hospitalized with serious injuries. The 18-year-old driver and 14-year-old passenger in the stolen vehicle were taken into custody and hospitalized for minor injuries. If you get a flu shot now, you can protect yourself through the new year. Tom Haupt with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says about 22% of Wisconsin residents have gotten a flu shot so far this year.
Because it takes at least 2 weeks to get full protection, if people get vaccinated right now for flu, they will have protection going into Thanksgiving holidays and also have that protection for the Christmas holidays and also for New Year's holidays as well. I mean, I'm just very happy that we are seeing an increase after 4 or 5 years of decline. And I hope that trend does continue so we can get it back up to what we had in 2020, 2021.
Haupt says 11% of the state's residents have been vaccinated against COVID-19. He'd like to see higher rates for both vaccinations.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild. Highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 47 degrees.
Today in the markets was very much like yesterday. Well, not exactly like yesterday. Yesterday, pressure across the board early followed by a recovery almost back up to positive territory. Today, early pressure, recovery by the close, not so much. Live from a shortbread cookie kind of day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, I'll chat with Jody Lawrence, Director of Research at RCM Ag Services. And directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures, I'm your outstanding broadcast orator, Davis Michelson. So pleased to be here with you on AgriTalk. No, do not adjust your radios. It is me, your pal, Davis Michelson, behind the big green leafy microphone. Chip is traveling. Don't worry about it. He'll be back tomorrow morning, first thing. Tomorrow morning, first thing, for the free-for-all. My guest today, Jody Lawrence, we were going back and forth just a little bit prior to the show here. A whole bevy of appointments coming out of the Trump administration, the upcoming Trump administration, I guess you say. And some of these are really raising some eyebrows. I want to talk with Jody about some of these things and just get his take. I don't know if he's a big political watcher or not, but he certainly does seem to have at least some opinions on this specific matter. And we'll kind of see where that conversation takes us. But of course, you know, I want to talk about what is the deal here with the pressure. I mean, we are lower in corn, beans, and wheat again today. The feeder cattle for a little while kind of looked over. You know, we talked to Brian Grady at the bottom of the hour this morning. Feeder cattle sort of peering over the fence at that lower corn bid thought, huh, well, this isn't too bad. Well, no, they gave it up. They gave it up. Even feeder cattle were lower. In fact, there is one little spot of green outside the class 3 milk on my screen, and that's the November feeder cattle contract up $1.15. But I don't think anybody cares about November feeders anymore. I'm pretty sure that one's just kind of making its exit a little bit. So I'm going to call it a down day across the board. Jody Lawrence is my guest today, and I'm hoping he can help us sort it all out.
And then just as soon as I get done with the news here, you'll see what I mean when we get to what I wrote about the hogs. I need Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I need the clarity. I need the help. I need the sage wisdom from him as well. A couple of really smart dudes on today's AgriTalk to help me limp this thing into the finish. So let's start with the news where all three flavors of wheat were lower again today on recent dollar strength. Strategy Grains forecast soft wheat seeded area in the European Union should rebound sharply. Planting weather has improved during the fall. Central U.S. crop areas will see another significant precipitation event Sunday into Tuesday of next week, with HRW wheat areas impacted Sunday into Monday, and the northeastern plains and upper Midwest impacted Monday and Tuesday, this according to World Weather Inc. December SRWD futures have traded the lowest intraday level since August 27. Support at 526 and a quarter. Resistance all the way up at 542 and one half. December HRWD wheat down 7 3/4 today to 533. December soft red wheat down 10 3/4 to close at 530 and one quarter. And let me see here. At last report, yeah, spring wheat down 3 1/4 cents to 567 3/4, although remains unsettled there on the December spring wheat. Corn futures softened for a fourth consecutive day amid general selling across the ag markets and some measure of dollar strength. Adding pressure, CONAB increased its Brazilian corn crop forecast slightly, but did leave its 24-25 corn export forecast unchanged. That's at 34 million metric tons. Here at home, ethanol production averaged a record 1.113 million barrels per day the week ended November 8. That's up 8,000 barrels per day from last week and 6.3% above year ago. Ethanol stocks increased 19,000 barrels, and why wouldn't they? 22.039 million barrels on that record production. Today, December futures fell through resistance just below 424 and threatened to close below next support at 418. December corn futures were 7 1/2 cents lower at 419. March corn slipped 6 3/4 to 430 3/4. July corn futures closed at 442 1/2. That's down a whole nickel on the day. Uncertainty regarding incoming President-elect Trump's China trade policies continued to weigh on soybean futures in today's trade. Hefty pressure on soybean meal was a major contributor on today's soybean price pressure. USDA did report a daily soybean sale of 176,000 metric tons to unknown destinations for 24-25. CONAB increased its 24-25 Brazil soybean crop forecast by 140,000 metric tons from last month. January soybean futures fell below the 20-day moving average of 10.01 and psychological support at 10 bucks, with support now layered down to the October low of 9.77 and one quarter. January soybean futures 20 1/4 cents lower on the day, 9.87 and one half. March beans dipped 19 1/4 to 9.99 and one quarter. July soybean futures closed at 10.25 and a half. That's down 18 cents on the day. December cotton today, 58 points lower at 68.32. On your livestocks, weakening technical and softer cash fundamentals pressured fat cattle today. Feeder cattle benefited early from declines in corn prices, but by the end of the session, feeder futures succumbed to widespread selling. December fat cattle dropped $1.07 1/2 to 182.95. January feeder futures 45 cents lower at 243.20. And on the snout side, lean hog futures were under heavy pressure in today's trade. December lean hogs today down 177 to 80.10. The February contract down $2.25 to 83.77 and one half. And with that, let's bring in Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. Good afternoon, Oliver. What's up?
No, not a lot. What do you know?
Well, I can tell you what I don't know. Here, I wrote this about the hogs today. Lean hog futures were under heavy pressure. Can you fill in the gaps for us, Oliver?
Oh, how can I subscribe to your newsletter? That's great. No, well, I'm with you. I subscribe to the theory. The only thing I know for sure is that I don't know, especially in these markets. They can do some goofy things sometimes. But the way I see the lean hog market is, you know, where are the risks? We've been in an uninterrupted rally since those July lows, and the funds have been just accumulating a massive net long position to the tune of about 121,000 contracts, which is by far a new record. So that doesn't mean the market can't continue higher. It just means to me that the higher velocity risk is to the downside. And if you start breaking below some of these technical levels, it's to rush for the exit with a fund length of that magnitude, it can accelerate rather quickly despite the fundamentals. So we're kind of skating on thin ice here with today's price action. If we continue to see weakness into the weekend, again, it could kind of snowball from there and see more pressure into next week's trade.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am not liking the way the corn, beans, and wheat are stepping down. I mean, yesterday we were just off a couple of cents. Now today the corn market's off like 6 or 7 cents. I mean, the beans are off double digits, off 20. I don't like that setup because we're not far from resistance levels in all of those markets.
I agree with you. Through the first half of the week, I thought, wow, corn is actually performing pretty darn well considering the weakness that we're seeing in the soybean and wheat market. And then today, you know, we kind of gave it up and we're right on the edge too here. 420, if we can't hold here, we're down to 410, 413 below that. $4, we're back at it.
Yeah. Oliver, I don't follow the sports, but I hope that all of your athletic dreams come true this weekend. I really do, buddy. I want that
Thank
for you.
You.
Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. We appreciate your time, brother. Thanks for the perspective.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be right back with Jody Lawrence from RCM Ag Services.
Welcome to the soothing sounds of Cropland Seed. It's the kind of sound you only get with broad access to high-performing genetics and traits, and years of data from extensive testing. Also, retailers can recommend what will work best in your fields. Take some stress out of your season. Talk to your local retail seed expert about Cropland Seed today.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
The possibility
tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
And you are listening to AgriTalk. Thank you so much for so doing. What a weird way to say that. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm your pal, Davis Michelson, here in for Chip. Chip will be back tomorrow morning, but we're going to front-run some of that conversation. I have a feeling right now We've got the free-for-all coming up in the morning, but I've got Jody Lawrence right now, Director of Research from RCM Ag Services, and I'm glad to have him. Mr. Lawrence, appreciate you taking the time to join us on AgriTalk here. How's everything?
Davis, everything's going well. Appreciate the invitation to come back. It's always fun to be on the show. And I guess my big question, and I'm sure that all the listeners and the entire ag community is thinking, is Chip in Washington being vetted for some sort of post in the USDA? Is that what's going on in his absence?
Well, I would love to float that rumor out there because I'm sure that he would get support from all types of people. But no, I'm afraid not. No, he's on a little different mission. Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Flory for a USDA secretary? I can live in that world.
It does look like it's trending that way. I was reading, He certainly would be less polarizing than a handful of people that have already been apparently nominated for other positions. But he could be our calm voice of good sense in Washington.
Well, no, wait a second. I might push back on Chip Flory as the voice of reason and calm in our nation, but. Okay.
Well, in Washington, I didn't say in Middle America. I just said in Washington.
Aha! There you go. Now that I could see. But Mr. Trump, it almost seems like, and you know, we don't have to go any further down this road than you want to here, but I do think with these appointments coming out, it's important that we kind of pay attention to where these seats are going. It almost seems like Mr. Trump has been spending the last 4 years, you know, playing fantasy football with his ultimate cabinet, and now here he is. He gets the chance to assemble it in real life. Your take on what's up so far with this Trump administration and his appointments?
Well, we just start with Lee Zeldin and the EPA, and you know, obviously, when that name came out, his history is so deep of being anti-ethanol, anti-biofuel, and, you know, big oil, drill, baby, drill, that he certainly caused a lot of the shock that you were talking about, the markets rolling over, that you look at it and, you know, it's hard to think if we start gutting programs that farm autonomy has been counting on. And, you know, you think about it, we had a record corn crop, 15.1 billion bushels, and ethanol is going to account for 5.5 billion bushels of that use. And it's certainly a sobering reminder that is not everybody in the world loves ethanol, loves biodiesel. And then you start peeling back layers on what's going on with SAF and, used cooking oil imports. There's so many layers to this that you're going to get the Treasury Department, the EPA, the USDA, Department of Transportation. So many new faces and new voices come on to decide where these programs go and set policy, you know, for the next 4 years. You can see why the markets walking on such a slippery slope right now.
Yeah. I'm asking you to speculate unfairly here, Jody. I had heard that too. Zeldin signed a letter with other House colleagues seeking a cut in the renewable volume obligations. What would be the motivation for something? Why would you do that? What's the idea?
His background is he's always been against it. There was some old literature that people have cited, and I'm not going to pretend to be an expert about Lee Zeldin's policy on this at all, but he certainly thinks it's a wasteful use of, you know, credits and taxpayer resources on one hand, and the other part, you've got a lot of you have a lot of non-global warming I'm not going to say they're anti-environment, because as soon as you say pro-environment, you know, you think about everybody in the green space and that. But he is not a believer that the oil industry is a major cause of it, of, you know, the global warming and those concerns. So he is, you know, he's on the far right on that. And I'm still not entirely sure how he moved up to that position, you know, to be in such an important position, in Trump's corner on that. But it looks to me like you said, you know, President Trump is playing fantasy football for his picks, and a lot of them are rewarding people who've been loyal to him for the last, you know, gosh, 10 years when all this has been going on. And a lot of it may be that he has a similar chip on his shoulder and a vendetta against some people who've done him or the people he's appointing wrong in the past. Because you just look at Matt Gaetz and his nomination. You get to a point in this where it does seem like the hope for everybody is the cooler heads prevail through all of this. But there's certainly there's a wide scope of things that could have a negative influence moving forward, especially when you start talking about the biofuel industry. If Zeldin enacts everything that he would like to, I think.
Another headline coming out of these cabinet picks is sort of outside of that, but the Senate has chosen its new leader in John Thune. Is John Thune perhaps a cooler head that might be the kind of influence we need?
Well, that's really the what we hope. You know, we, you know, being people who want more on farm income and just more stable markets for the U.S. producer. You look at him, he basically, since Mitch McConnell's health has turned bad over the last 2 years, has been running the Senate in McConnell's place, basically as acting majority leader without the actual title. And the fact that he was elected kind of against the endorsement of President Trump, against one of his other Republican senators, does tell me that he is going to be basically a more center voice of reason. Voice of reason may be overstating it a little bit, but he's certainly going to be a steadier hand than, you know, when you look around what could have happened for this, because he's a proven leader. Love the fact that he is from an ag state, from South Dakota. So, I think that that's a positive check on some of these other things that may be turning the market so volatile.
Well, yeah, and it's almost like, you know, if you can call him a moderate, moderates like Thune are almost becoming the extreme example, the ones that you just can't find, those unicorns that sort of show up. Wow, you're toward the center. You've got centrist ideas. It almost seems like it's a rarity these days. So I would agree. I think we're pretty glad to see him there. Before we run out of time in this segment, let's just tap trade here a little bit. Do you favor Bob Lighthizer to take that trade rep spot?
Well, he certainly has been. He is an absolute known commodity in that entire space for what he did with phase one and phase two. The tariffs, and everything in the first Trump administration. So you have no reason to think that he's going to come in and change his approach or his aggressive tactics with China. And and this just shows the indecision in the market, because what happened when it became obvious that Trump was going to win Pennsylvania, means went down 20. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, because of the trade war and tariff thought. And then as the kind of the after the election, as it wore on, everybody's like, oh, but hey, what they'll do is stop all the used cooking oil imports from China. So that actually may offset everything China doesn't buy. And then you look at what happened. Bean oil rallied $4 and, yeah. You know, beans rallied. We were 70 cents off the lows at one point. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the momentum of the pendulum just swung back so quickly after Friday's report. We hadn't even talked about the USDA report cut yet. To me, that is the kind of uncertainty that markets hate.
Yeah, agreed. More from Jody Lawrence coming up next.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat fell 7¾ cents to 5.33. December SRW wheat softened 10¾ to close at 5.30¼. December corn futures 7½ cents lower at 4.19. March corn slipped 6¾ cents to 4.30¾. January soybean futures 20¼ cents lower at 9.87½. March beans down 9¼ to 9.99¼. December cotton today 58 points lower, 68.32. On your livestocks, these fat cattle dropped 107½ to 182.95. January feeders 45 cents lower, 243.20. December lean hogs today down $1.77 to 80.10. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Want to get smarter?
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild. Highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 47 degrees.
expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk. We are in the midst of a conversation between Jody Lawrence from RCM Ag Services and me, the handsome newsman. Thanks for joining us on AgriTalk. Jody, you were very kind to give us your thoughts on these cabinet appointments and some of the talk coming out of Washington. Very valuable information and something for all of us to keep in mind and to monitor, but we gotta get to the crops. Harvest wrapping up. How did it go, outside your window there?
Well, being based in Nashville, we, you know, I can look out and see the, you know, our biggest production areas, and they're very high yielding areas in good years, Western Kentucky and Western Tennessee. But the reality is it comes down to the I states. And although we had some inconsistencies due to, late dry, run of almost 30 days with no rain, in the South, and then a lot of, the Southern Midwest, my biggest, I wouldn't call it a surprise, but I guess my biggest relief last week was that the USDA decided not to continue the trend of big crops get bigger. Uh-huh. And they trimmed back their November yield estimates from the October to, help everybody say, okay, now we have a 390 floor under spot corn, or we, can raise our worst fear levels for beans a little bit, because they did cut them both, and they cut beans more, and beans, with everything we're talking about in between huge South American potential, and in between what Rosario Grain Exchange and CONAB put out this week, in between Brazil and Argentina, they are expected to produce 8.1 billion bushels of beans. We had a record crop of 4.461, or expecting a record crop of 4.461. So that just reminds you where our slot is in this race and what lane we're in on the bean thing, that we're fighting an uphill battle there against South America being heavily funded by China. And now, obviously, we're going to go nose to nose with China on trade policy and tariffs and everything, which certainly is not going to slow down any type of production in Brazil or Argentina. So we've got a lot of cross currents coming up with this administration on several different fronts ultimately, bottom line, you look at the way the election went and all the post polling, everybody voted for the most part, the block that really got him through in the swing states, they voted that they wanted a better economy, and they wanted more money in their pockets. And that's what every farmer wants. And unfortunately, we're going to have some headwinds against that in the coming year.
Well, and it's early yet to talk acreage, I know, but I've already heard some rumblings about at least fringe acres and kind of outside acres already thought to be switched over to corn. Do you reckon if the fringe areas, let's call it a circle around the total corn belt, do you see that maybe kind of moving inward a little bit closer to the center of the belt from the outsides as we go along here? It just sounds like corn has a much better story than soybeans.
Well, corn's got a better story than soybeans, but I wouldn't call it a, wildly bullish, hey, we're going to $5 anytime soon. I think I would more directly call corn story less bearish than beans, because with corn and the trend continues, and we saw this, you can really go back to 2019 and the flood year where we lost all that acreage and so much of it was planted late. We are seeing exceptional yields come from very inconsistent weather years. And with these genetic improvements, as you see this year's crop record and a potential 183.1, just call it 183, a jump from last year's record of 5 bushels an acre, a 3% increase. What happens when we have a Goldilocks year and we have a 190 print on national yield? It's just around the corner. And I think there are going to be a lot of economic decisions made that are taken out of the farmers' hands this year when you start looking at the banks that are involved, yeah. The lending institutions that are involved, because why in the world would anybody want to start a year planting corn at, let's just call it, $1,100 an acre, yeah. When right now, you know, even if you have big yield, you're barely getting to 1,000. I have a hard time convincing my banker, hey, I want to start a business and go in where I'm, you know, I'm starting at losing $100, you know, per unit. And right. This is going to be a tough year. It's we've been through this before. And really the frustrating part is in this whole thing, this is a year that we should be celebrating everybody that has a position in ag and everything that they've done to get this phenomenal 183 national yield. But the reality is it becomes cannibalistic to everybody's operation. The more we produce, the more we have at a time when demand is not accelerating as quickly as yield. So it's a battle that we're going to have to figure out a way to get to the other side. And is there acreage reduction coming? You hate to talk about that inside the industry, but mm-hmm. The reality is we could probably shave 3 or 4 million acres worth of corn and, 3 or 4 million acres worth of beans, to help ourselves, but have a heart. I doubt, anybody's going to send me a text and say, I volunteer, not to plant. The 1,500 acres that I just bought or have a long-term lease on.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if the neighbor goes first, maybe then I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, help us with this then. I don't know if you've got an answer for this or not, Jody, but for corn and soybean farmers, how do we take all of what you just said and use it to put together a plan? What does a plan look like to combat these sorts of headwinds?
Well, I hope that everybody last week saw those rallies for the golden opportunity that they were that came after the report cut, because these, 25, 30 cent rallies in corn, these 40, 50, 60 cent rallies in beans are going to be very, very hard to come by, and you're going to have to sell them. And yes, are these kind of rock and a hard place sales? Because most people that I know are below break even or at break even, but that's just the reality of where we are in the farm economy right now. And the biggest thing that I hope, occurs is that all of this fear over what may happen as soon as everybody's inaugurated on January 20th, mm-hmm. all of that calms a little bit and we get kind of a relief. Oh, okay. So we're not, tripling the tariff on beans or to Mexico, or corn to Mexico, or beans right. to China, that we do get a relief rally and we do get the help from some sort of South American weather issue, because we desperately need that to get spot corn back up over 450. And, looking at sales for 25, look far enough out without paying storage to be able to sell some carry, because the carry is certainly in the market. The market is telling you that it doesn't want the corn at harvest of 25. It wants it, January to May of 26. So look at taking advantage of that carry. And in the middle of that, pay attention to your basis and, when is that basis going to be good? Basis typically is good when we see prices falling. Basis improves when prices fall. or when futures fall. So it's going to be a combination of several things of just making sure that nickels don't become quarters when you are close to what you want to sell. Go ahead and sell some, because what we learned that, you know, from June of 23 until now is that when things can turn ugly a lot faster than we ever expected, and that procrastination is no longer the best marketing plan you can have.
Mm, well said, sir. Well said. And the upside can surprise as well. I feel like these are the sorts of markets when you have to be ready. You have to have those numbers written down on paper. You have to have targets. And when you hit those, when you hit those targets and you see these rallies, you got to take advantage like right now. Is that all right to say?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I encourage everybody that we work with, you have to have the orders in with your elevator, because the perfect example is, let's just look at what is happening in the overnight markets and when those rallies were occurring. Crude oil shot up because of Israel bombing Iran, you know, within the last 6 weeks. And then that pulled corn and beans with it because of the biofuel. And if you think you're going to be in a position at 3 a.m. to be able to call your buyer and say, hey, my target just hit, I need to sell 50,000 bushels. That's where it becomes so difficult, because we're trading international markets now where, when it rains or when it doesn't rain in South America, it's going to be overnight action that you have to have your orders in place.
Jody, can I ask you to hang around for another few minutes into the next segment? You got time?
Absolutely.
Wait. Attention, business owners. A federal law came into effect this year for owners, directors, and managers of LLCs and corporations. It is now mandatory to file a beneficial ownership information, or BOI, report. Almost every LLC or corporation must file a report by December 31st or risk losing $591 per day. It's the Fed's effort to combat criminals hiding behind corporate entities. You can file it yourself, but like your taxes, it is tricky and time-consuming. Trust our U.S.-based professionals to do these reports for you, quickly, correctly, and securely. Your information never leaves the U.S. Go to thisisrequired.com to see if your company needs to file. Or call us for expert and complimentary advice at 800-949-4020. Go to thisisrequired.com or call 800-949-4020. Again, this is mandatory. Go to thisisrequired.com.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at theagmarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer.
Join me every week on the Top Producer Podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer Podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that. I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Jody Lawrence from RCM Ag Services is my guest today, and I just could not cut him loose without talking a little bit of livestock. Jody, thanks for sticking around a little bit long here. We appreciate your time. But let's get into this cattle market here. If I'm looking at fats, you know, around the 185 area here, tough day for them today. The feeder cattle tried this morning and couldn't get her done. What do you make of the cattle markets at present, sir?
Well, the general rule of thumb on all beef and higher protein or more expensive protein markets, cattle in particular, is when the economy is good and when the stock market is, you know, going like it is now, you know, mm-hmm. making new all-time highs almost every day, that right. beef demand is going to be really good, because this goes back to COVID. Once everybody realized, hey, we can cook a nicer selection of steak at home cheaper than we can go out, it didn't end the demand for beef. It actually accelerated it in kind of a backdoor way. And I see no reason why this will change much. Now, is there a budget top in every U.S. home food budget where beef becomes too high? Yeah, there is. But cattle industry, through either intentional steps or law of unintended consequences, has done an exceptional job on keeping the on-feed numbers and placements at a point where they were constantly just barely meeting demand. So you've not had major herd extension or expansion any time in the last 6 or 7 years, and you look at where prices are with the demand meeting the available supply, that tells you there's a great equilibrium, even though we are trading up here at the really high levels. Now, could cash cattle go to $200 if if we get more interest rate cuts and we get tax cuts as promised in the year ahead? Absolutely. But that also brings in the threat of more beef imports from South America and expansion of their programs, simply like we unintentionally did with Brazil's expansion in the corn and bean industry. So it's something to be concerned, a little concerned about if we get there.
Yeah.
But I don't see a bubble in the cattle market, and we could easily see cattle testing, $200 sometime spring, early next summer.
Do cattle supplies need to expand? Because we've got larger hook weights. The processors seem to be handling it just fine. We've kind of reset to those heavier carcass weights. The tight supplies here. I mean, it takes a long time to grow a cow. Maybe I'm just impatient, Jody.
Well, that's the whole thing, because the cattle cycle, unlike the hog cycle, or now with the global 12 month out of the year production of corn, beans, wheat, somewhere in either hemisphere, that's where the cattle industry really has the benefit of being able to have more control over it, because it does take so long to take one from, a calf all the way to where it gets in the, the trailer heading to the processor. And there certainly is a cycle there that's unique to cattle that really, it benefits them like this. And when it also on the other end of it, when there's way too much of it, it takes a while to work through it too. So, no, I agree with your point that it's that we are getting heavier animals, but the way I understand most of the processors, there's a maximum weight. They want that carcass to come in. And if the cattle start getting any bigger than that, then the processors aren't going to be able to handle them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's run the table. Pork is cheap, at least in my grocery store. Nobody seems to care. They want beef.
Yeah, that's the other thing, because we just haven't pressed the budgetary constraints to where everybody's going to say, what other protein can I put in? And right now the U.S. is just got a record red meat demand. And while pork prices are good at 80 cents, that's cheap probably is not, and I know that everybody raising hogs would love to see it higher. But it is odd when you look at the spread in between where beef prices are almost at record highs and have been for the better part of 2 years, and that pork is still so affordable, but it's not flying off the shelves as you would expect.
Jody, I'm gonna cut you loose there, but why don't I let you take a second and just sort of summarize your general thoughts for the farmers there? Talk to the folks who are listening to us today. What do you want them to take away today?
Well, that all rallies need to be sold. Sticking your head in the sand and go, okay, harvest is over, the holidays are coming, I'm just going to relax and get away from this for a while. As enjoyable as that would be, I'm afraid that's going to be the wrong strategy, because we're just going to have to take advantage moving forward of every 20, 30 cent rally to keep selling into it. And when you get the opportunity, have all your orders in, and we get a weather problem in South America, that's certainly going to most likely be the very best catalyst for a meaningful rally where we can let loose of a lot of 24 and 25 bushels.
That's some great counsel right there. Jody Lawrence, Director of Research at RCM Ag Services, thank you so much for spending some extra time with us today. I really appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely, Dave. It's good talking to you.
Indeed. Jody Lawrence from RCM Ag Services. Real quick, it's going to be chilly out there. The Climate Prediction Center, 6 to 10 day below normal temperatures for just about everybody until you get up to the Great Lakes and into New England and then down the west coast of California there. above normal precipitation expected in the 6 to 10 day outlook for most of the Corn Belt. And
are you ready to unleash superior seeding? Performance on your operation and the new BD74 10 drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains. Harvest. Here.
Best way to protect that legacy?
Protect.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate.